Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing at present is called Prosperity. This is God's will for all mankind. And we're doing part 8 of a 10-part series. And we're still dealing with the topic, how does this affect you as a New Testament believer? In 18.5, we see tithing, the key to kingdom empowerment. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 to 20, we see we have the right to choose as a believer. In Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, all the tithe is holy unto the Lord. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4, the blessing promised to Abraham by God. Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, Abram, rich in livestock, silver and gold. Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 to 20, Melchizedek blesses Abram and gives a tithe. Genesis 28, verses 18 to 22, Jacob vows to God to give a tithe. Genesis chapter 31, verse 13, God reminds Jacob of his vow to tithe. Genesis chapter 1, verse 22 and 28, God pronounces the blessing of on mankind. Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 and 26, God pronounces the blessing on Noah and his sons. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14, Christ redeems us from the curse of the law and brings us into the blessing of Abraham. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20 to 28, Jesus becomes in order of the Melchizedek. God has set before every human being the right to choose. You can choose life or death, blessings or cursing, God's way of doing things or the world's way of doing things. Tithing does not make sense to the world, but it is God's way of connecting his people to the blessing. See in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 to 20, it says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them. Each day you have the right to choose between the blessing and the curse, the world system or God's system. You can go the way of the world, or you can follow the kingdom of God. God puts that decision completely in your hands of the believer. 18.7, kingdom empowerment gained through tithing. 10% of all your increase before tax belongs to God. We see this in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. Tithing is a way to maintain the flow of God's blessings and remain established in peace. God's promise to bless Abraham because of his obedience. We see this in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. The blessing is not the car, the house, or the money. These things are the result of the blessing. The blessings give you supernatural ability to overcome negative situations. Obedience gives birth to the blessing. Partial obedience and delayed obedience is still disobedience. Abraham obeyed God and became wealthy in Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, and Genesis chapter 13, verse 1 and 2, we see this. 18.8, the blessing permanently established in Abram's life when he presented tithes to Melchizedek. We see this in Genesis chapter 14, verses 19 and 20. Abraham gave to Melchizedek all the tithes from what he had won in battle. Jacob, Abraham's son, made a vow to God to tithe, and God established him in his blessing. God remembered the vow Jacob made and reminded him of it in Genesis chapter 31, verse 13. 18.9, God blessed mankind by speaking words of the blessing. We see this in Genesis chapter 1, verses 22 and 28. Adam and Eve disconnected from God's blessing when they sinned in the Garden of Eden. Sin blocked the blessing until Noah's time. God pronounced the blessing again upon Noah and his sons in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. The blessing was passed down through the generation from Abraham to Jesus and from Jesus to the believer. Tithing, as I've said before, it is the foundation to your financial prosperity here on the earth. The foundation is tithing, and then you build on top of that by giving offerings. It is God's will for mankind to be blessed. It is God's will for man to be prosperous. It is God's will that all mankind be prosperous. The next subject coming up will be part 9, and it's 18.10. Through Jesus, we are partakers of the blessing. Thank you for being with me today, and I wish God's blessing upon you.